It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with wonderful David Pollack, and we are so glad you're listening to Just Ask David. Today we have a wonderful guest, Ruben Castellaneda. He is a staff writer at U.S. News and World Report who covers health and wellness. Today we're going to be talking about prescription drugs. So much to talk about with this. We're thrilled to have you here. Hi, Ruben.
Good to be here.
Thanks for coming back.
You on the program.
We're going to jump right in because, let's face it, as we get older, a lot of us use prescription drugs for various reasons, whether it's blood pressure or, sugar. I guess we need them. But, or maybe you just need it temporarily when you're fighting a cold or a pain or whatever it is. The real question is some of this stuff gets really expensive. I have insurance.
Oh, yeah.
I have insurance, and sometimes it covers some drugs, and they'll go, it's a dollar or two, big deal, okay. But then they'll hit me up with one, and I went to get a prescription. The doctor says I need to get a couple times a month. It's actually for my asthma. And they go, that'll be $62.50. And I said, wait a minute, that's for like a week or 10 days. Did you use my insurance?
Ooh.
They said, that's with it. So, okay,
wow.
Ruben, help us out. How can I save money on some of this?
Sure, and you're right that prescription medication can be very expensive, but there are a number of strategies that consumers can use to try to save money. One is to ask your doctor about possible alternatives. There's often more than one specific medication that will work for a patient. When you can ask, are there less expensive options? And when you do, you ask other questions like, what will this medication do for me? What are potential side effects? Are there over-the-counter products or even herbal supplements that might be just as effective? Sometimes there are, and that can save you a lot of money. Something else that the consumers can do is to make an appointment with their pharmacist to have him or her review your complete medication list. They can often find ways that you can save money. For example, it's often less expensive to pay for prescription drugs in cash rather than to use your insurance.
Oh.
If you can do that, that is another way that you can save money on prescriptions. Another one that people may not be aware of is, as with anything else in life, you can shop around for the best price. Let's say you have a prescription. You can check different sources. You can look at pharmacies, local independent drugstores, and big box store pharmacies to see which one offers the best price on that specific prescription. Another one, you can check on whether the drug manufacturer offers assistance. Some pharmaceutical companies will actually offer discount programs for people who meet certain income and prescription insurance criteria. So there's an array of strategies out there for this.
You actually hit on a couple. One, I've heard this more and more, is, well, my insurance, when they tell me it's $62.50 and that's with my insurance, if I offer to pay cash, I didn't think of it that day, but I have had friends tell me the same thing. If you offer cash, the cash price is sometimes cheaper than when it goes to my insurance. And I don't get that. How does that work?
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not going to be able to explain exactly how that works, but
I don't think the insurance companies could either.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it is something though that is a strategy. There are digital tools available that pharmacists can use to evaluate, whether a specific patient might be better off paying in cash. So I think it's a good strategy to run an expensive prescription by your pharmacist and ask,
Well, you hit on it. because I don't think a lot of people realize today's pharmacist is actually been trained to work with us. I'm not going to say as a doctor, but close to it. I've had them even suggest to me, mention this drug to your doctor and see if it'll help better or interact because you're also taking XYZ. And I've learned that the pharmacists, their goal is to make sure we stay on the prescriptions that we need to get healthy, but they're there to help us and are very knowledgeable. They're not just clerks selling us the whatever prescription it is, but they're very knowledgeable.
They are very knowledgeable, and you're right. Their goal is to have you keep taking and getting the prescriptions that you need. So pharmacists can be a terrific resource for consumers.
Well, okay, let me ask you, you see advertised on the internet, I sometimes take cruises. When you go to like Mexico or you travel to Canada, they often have the same prescriptions for a lot less. Do you find that an option, or it's safe? Is it legal? Or do you know anything about all that?
I think that could be an option. I would counsel, I think it would be a good idea for consumers before they try an overseas option, to run that idea past their pharmacist or their healthcare provider, because some overseas options might be perfectly fine and some may not. So I think it's a good idea to run those options past your pharmacist and provider.
Good point. Good point. So I keep going back to the pharmacists because I don't think people realize what a resource they really are. And I'm friends with a couple pharmacists, and the amount of knowledge they have. I've got one who actually has all types of natural and healthy alternatives that you can do. And it sounds crazy because I'm like, if my doctor prescribed it, you know, how could I switch to something more natural? But that's what they're helping people do, is switch and live a healthier lifestyle to get off that prescription. And I've even asked my doctor, and he's right up there with it. You know, one was drinking ginger tea every night to help me because it reduced inflammation and helped me in a lot of ways. And so some of the pharmacists are trained in that. Yeah, it's not, some people think they're all together trying to sell us all this pharmaceutical and make all this money, but my doctor's working on natural alternatives all the time, and so are some of the pharmacists I know.
That's right. They are great resources, and good pharmacists will be up to speed on or should be up to speed on different alternatives that might work just as well for you as a pricey prescription. So I think it's a good idea to become familiar with your pharmacist and let them know that, you know, you want them to help you develop the best, most cost-effective regimen possible.
Yeah.
Now, what about disposing of prescription drugs?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. There are a number of ways to properly dispose of prescription drugs. For example, a number of large pharmacies have drop-off boxes where, for example, Walgreens is one example, where drop-off boxes where you can just basically leave your unused medication there, and that would be a safe way to dispose of prescription drugs.
Okay, and to be clear for the listeners, is don't dump it down the toilet. I mean, we decades ago, that's
right.
What we did. Yeah, it ends up in our water system. Yeah,
you don't want to. Right, good point. You don't want to drop it. You don't want to flush them down the toilet. You don't want to throw them out with the trash because, you know, these medications can get into the environment and they get into the water stream, and that's bad for everybody. So that's not a good option. In addition to the boxes at places like Walgreens, the DEA also sponsors a annual National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day in communities throughout the nation. And let's see, they actually have one. They usually have one that comes up in the fall. In fact, this year it's scheduled for October 27th. So you can go on. You can go online and just look for whatever area you're in. You can look to see if there's a DEA drug take back program in your geographic area, and that's another good way to safely dispose of
That's awesome. We're running out of time, but I want to thank you because there's a lot of ways we can save money by working with our pharmacists. We can find alternatives and try and live a little bit healthier and get off some of the prescriptions, and then just great ways to dispose of it without dumping it down the toilet the old-fashioned way. So, Ruben, we want to thank you for joining us. Ruben, you can read more of articles he's written on this and other health subjects at health.usnews.com. We're going to put a link up on our website for an article that he's written that you're going to enjoy. And Ruben, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty expert with the health guru, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.